In this video, I'm talking about how Asperger's syndrome can impact your daily life, and here are three secrets to living with success. All right, all that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have Asperger's syndrome, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more about those subjects, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell. And if you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more awesome autism content. Let's get into it. Guys, what is going on? Good to be back. Now, if you are new and you haven't already, make sure to hop over to autismhacks.net to download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book, free of charge, because, well, you're awesome and you deserve it. Right, so guys, I have written out three secrets, what I would call them secrets, like three ways to live a successful life with Asperger's syndrome. Now, I'm not saying that anybody who has Asperger's syndrome is living a bad life. I'm just saying that I've written down three ways that I know how to kind of, you know, just three secret hacks basically for making a successful kind of attempt at doing daily life stuff basically, and that is the premise of this video. So without further ado, I'm gonna get into it. And also, if you want to ask me any questions on anything, pop over to my Twitter account and give me a follow. That'd be super awesome. Okay, right, so here we go. The first one I want to talk about is home skills. Now, learning how to work like the washing machine and the cooker and stuff, you know, all of these things don't always come naturally, and autistic people can't really understand all of these in an easy way. So, you know, these are basically called executive functions, you know, like preparing food or doing the dishwasher or doing your washing machine or organizing stuff. All of these things are like, these are home skills that people develop because they just pick it up, I guess, but people on the autism spectrum have a difficult time picking up all of these kind of unwritten kind of social constructs of daily life. So to combat this, this is what I'd say to do. Record a video on your phone or on your tablet to show how this can be done in reference. So if somebody's around telling you how to work your washing machine, I'd get my iPhone and I would film, you know, them showing me how to work my washing machine or my cooker, and then I can refer back to the video on my phone whenever I need to say, oh yeah, that's how they did it. Because having a point of reference, creating like a reference guide is going to be the best way that you can always refer to something and know about something basically instantly. Because what you're trying to do is make more of a relatable guide than anything else, and so by doing that you're basically making easy access to remember things just perfectly. So that is tip number one. Okay, so number two, this is a big problem actually. So short-term memory issues. Now, I have terrible short-term memory issues. I actually did a video about this today actually, because I'm filming Vlogmas. I'm filming this video during Christmas time. But people on the autism spectrum have huge issues with short-term memory. I mean, it's no lie. You know, from remembering why they walked into a room to remembering to go and put a date down in their calendar for appointments and doctor's visits and all that kind of stuff. So, all those things can be very difficult to keep track of, because it's basically like future organizing. When you know you have to do something in the future, they're really difficult to do. So, for people on the autism spectrum, remembering to actually take action in the future from something that is happening right now, saying like, Dan, can you phone me next week at 4 o'clock on Tuesday? I'll never remember. I'll never, ever, ever remember to do that, and I need it written down. So, to overcome these issues, I use apps like Google Assistant and Siri to plan and set reminders for your notes and calendar apps. So basically, if I've got an issue, I say, hey, Assistant, you know, it could be Google Alexa, it could be the Google Home, it could be anything, right, or the Siri. And basically, I say to these devices, hey, remind me to do X, Y, and Z on X, Y, and Z date. And by doing that, it creates this already set up alarm and calendar entry for me, which is absolutely fantastic, so I don't forget about it. But more importantly as well, if you're trying to remember notes, because say you got a notes app on your phone and you look at notes for things to remember to do stuff, I use this to actually create and set notes for me. So I say, hey, you know, Assistant, create a note and put this in it. Amazing, life-changing. I don't know where I'd be without it, honestly. Amazing. Okay, so tip number three, this one is following tasks. Now, following tasks, like lists and stuff, like to-dos and even cooking instructions can be difficult for people on the autism spectrum. And this is a hard concept to grasp, because we're all taught that like we should follow instructions from a you know, we get a book and we follow instructions from a textbook, or we get instructions on the back of our dinner, and we that's how we follow it. Recipes, everything is instruction-based, right? But this can be very difficult for people on the spectrum to understand the flow of the communication within this kind of restricted list. So, to overcome this one, and how to kind of really basically master this, is have a all the tasks written down in emoji and picture format as a visual guide to so it flows better. Because when you're dealing with like lists and stuff, you're dealing with like writing on a page, and that writing can be confusing, especially if you have comorbid conditions like dyslexia and other things that stop you with learning difficulties. But emojis and drawings are so much easier to see. So I would say that try and write out a list of things and use emojis within that list, so that you know that the word refers to an action that the emoji is showing you on a visual aid. Now, not only that, I actually recommend using an app called Teemo. I'll link it below so you guys can check it out. Now, Teemo is pretty much a fantastic app, and it has these little icons built in, and they have actually a wider range of icons than emojis do for things that are daily life tasks that will help you set routines within the Teemo app that will help you remember how to do things. It's absolutely fantastic. Definitely check it out. Guys, if you enjoyed this video and you think it can help somebody, please give it a thumbs up, share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.